SBS στα ελληνικά.
My Monster is held in this year, which is the 200th anniversary year of the publication of Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. And this is a contemporary exploration of the resonance of Frankenstein. And in particular, it's looking at the creature that Dr. Frankenstein created, which was made of human and animal parts, which, you know, a lot of people and a lot of popular culture forgets that the hybrid actually, you know, originated in science fiction in Mary Shelley's Frankenstein and in the creature. And so what this exhibition does is it explores that idea of the scientifically created human monster, my monster, in fact, and through mythology to biotechnology and how artists are exploring this.
What are the themes of the exhibition?
The themes of the exhibition are the dislocation and, I guess, the alienation of the hybrid and how artists use the metaphor of the human animal fused into one body to explore lots of different ideas about identity. And those can be about masculinity and identity. It can be about maternity and domesticity. It can be about political alienation, a lack of freedom of speech. It could be our alienation in an age of rapid reproductive technology, things like stem cell research. And, you know, scientists these days are actually doing things in laboratories in which they are creating the human-animal hybrid, and they're only allowed to develop that to, you know, a cell that is, you know, perhaps 10 days old. But what the artists do in this exhibition is ask, what if there was another future? What if, as Mary Shelley said with Frankenstein, we created this? What if scientists were allowed to do this? Would they turn their back on what they created? Would society turn its back and on what the scientists created, as in Frankenstein? Because that is the great tragedy of that novel. It's the creator turning its back on its creation and society refusing to accept what science has created.
You are the curator of the exhibition. What were your criteria when you were selecting the artworks?
The themes of the exhibition and the structure of the exhibition are based on my PhD research into the human-animal hybrid in science fiction. And as part of that PhD, which I did at RMIT, I came to the conclusion that there was a particular life cycle that the artificially created hybrid had, and it was created or born in a certain way, and it lived in a certain way, and it died in a certain way, and it had faced issues of alienation that had to do with its animality. And people have always, throughout history, identified themselves as human by distancing themselves from the animal. So we say, oh, animals don't have language, so therefore we are superior to them. Animals don't have tools, we are superior to them. We are humans. So in this exhibition, I chose works which explored those different aspects of the hybrid imagination, language and the hybrid, sexuality and the hybrid, reproduction and the hybrid. Because if you think back to Greek mythology, so many of those myths, such as Leda and Swan, or even the creation of the poor Minotaur, were all based on gods who came down and, say, seduced a queen or a woman, and then as a result of this encounter, a hybrid creature was created.
A hybrid is the merge of a human and an animal. What do you think that humanity's fascination with hybrids, like in myths and legends and pop culture, says about us?
I think it is because we covet the animal side, the animal nature. We see that free, uninhibited animal vitality. We envy the animal's strength. I think we covet the animal's ability to see things like infrared, to fly, to hear at frequencies we can't. And that's why scientists are so hell-bent on mimicry in terms of animals, especially in the military. You know, infrared heat sensors, that takes its cue from animals. You think of how snakes can actually find their prey without sight, just by looking at the heat sensors. All these things we want. And I think as much as we distance ourselves from animals, even to that obsession we have with removing all our body hair, you know, we are not animal, and yet we want to be animal.
Do you have a favourite hybrid from the exhibition or in general?
People have asked me this, and I'm thinking, I wonder what my personal favourite hybrid is. I have to say that all of the works in the exhibition speak to me on so many levels. But I guess what we call our hero image, or the amazing galloping antelope with the human face by American sculptor Kate Clark, speaks to me on a very strong level of that fusion of the human and animal into one, that we don't know where one begins and the other ends, and how close we are. And I think if anyone has pets, when we look into a pet's face, you know, it's not so different in some ways from a human face. But do we call it a face? And I think that there are works that are confronting because they explore very extreme and also perhaps hostile and sort of aggressive forms of that human side. And yet this beautiful work by Kate Clark and her other works, and you see this deer galloping as I have him across acres of sort of fake grass in the gallery and free, and you sort of think, isn't that part of what we want, to have that freedom and almost that whimsy of the animal, unfettered by our Google Calendar appointments and everything else. And so I think that is a very beautiful piece.
Απολαύστε περισσότερα θέματα στη γλώσσα σας. Επισκεφτείτε την ιστοσελίδα sbs.com.au/greek.